Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Small-scale power outages today as PG&E workers report 16 customers without power in Cutton, where a tree is getting in the way. The energy company expects power to be restored by 11 a.m. today. It's a similar story for West Haven, where 12 customers are without power. PG&E is not offering a time for when power will be restored to that location. Blue Lake residents are facing two separate outages at this time. Rainy weather continues on course to go through the weekend. The National Weather Service adds that a surf advisory is currently in effect. The swell will generate 21 to 26-foot breakers through the morning, but will calm by midday. Use extra caution at the beaches, watch for sneaker waves, and stay off the jetties. Conditions will be especially dangerous approaching and during high tide, which occurs between 5 and 7 a.m. The search continues as Arcata police look for three people suspected of committing an armed robbery at the Days Inn in Valley West Wednesday. The victim told officers he had shared a room for a few days with a 29-year-old woman named Patrice Denham of Texas. The victim reports that he was alone in the room when Denham, accompanied by two men, both white male adults and armed with knives, burst into the room and demanded he take them to a storage unit where they hoped to find valuables. The victim said that he and Denham got into his pickup truck while the other two men got into their vehicle. The victim stated that he then deliberately crashed into the suspect's vehicle, causing the two men to flee on foot while Denham jumped from his truck and got into her red Honda Civic. The license plate number? Anyone with information is asked to contact the Arcata Police Department. The Humboldt County District Attorney's Office says that as of January 4th next year, the District Attorney's Office front window will be closed on Fridays. The office will continue conducting business on Fridays, but due to staffing limitations, there will no longer be any available help at the window. The main line will also not be answered on Fridays. The window will be open for business Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. More KINS news after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's. On the Plaza Arcata, of course.
Reporter Dan Squire takes a look at the change-up in the Board of Supervisors for Humboldt County. Here's Dan with more.
The new year, by its very definition, brings change, and as we head into 2013, change will be very evident on the County Board of Supervisors. Jimmy Smith retired and was replaced by Rex Bone, while incumbent Cliff Clendenin in the 2nd District lost a close race to challenger Estelle Fennell. Mark Lovelace, who was in his second term, took a moment to look back at 4 years of working with Clendenin.
Cliff and I both came onto the board at the same time 4 years ago, and we were both the new guys then. And now we're the old guys, and next year I'll be the only old guy on the board. Cliff has been really great to work with because he didn't really bring a particular agenda one way or another to his work. His goal was to try to represent as best as he could the entirety of a very diverse and sometimes divided district.
Clendenin was elected following a three-way race and represented a diverse political and economic area. Lovelace pointed to Clendenin's good nature and work ethic.
The word that comes to mind to describe Cliff to me is earnest or enthusiastic. You know, that he, even in the middle of some very difficult and long-seated, intractable issues, he always stayed very, very optimistic about the ability to get to a good outcome.
With Fennell joining in January, coupled with Bone, the board takes on a new look in the coming year.
Thanks, Dan. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.